Here in Sacramento, we've finally settled down into the slower rhythms of the hot summer. But for largely low-income transit riders, an extra dose of financial heat may soon be in store. According to news reports, Sacramento Regional Transit may raise the bus fare to $2.50 and eliminate the $1.10 Central City fare. Now, the fare increase will affect me not a bit. I used to ride transit every day, but that was back in New York City, where all I had to do was wait 10 minutes for my underground chariot to rumble past along the F tracks. I didn't mind that 10 minutes, but like most middle-class people with options, I simply won't wait much longer. To avoid raising fares, Sacramento transit managers need to attract new customers, which at the end of the day means more folks like me who hate to wait. Impossible, you may say, but I think I have an answer. Combis and bikes. We'll get back to the bikes, but what, you may ask, is a combi? As I discovered in my mid-1990s wanderings through rural Mexico, a combi is a van that runs through a town or village, horn blaring, waiting to take riders to the bus hub that will eventually ferry them into larger towns and cities. The combi system is efficient, entrepreneurial, and cheap, if also a bit noisy and chaotic. Now to bikes. We Sacramentans love our bikes, and the mild weather and flat terrain make biking an incredibly obvious mobility choice here. Why Sacramento doesn't work harder to dethrone our know-it-all kid sister Davis as the most bike-friendly city in North America makes absolutely no sense to me. So here, in a nutshell, is my idea. Sacramento Regional Transit should completely eliminate full-size buses on all but a few major arterials, where they would run more or less constantly, fed by combi vans trolling neighborhoods for riders. In the meantime, Mayor Johnson should declare that Sactown is now Bike Town and proceed to paint the town with lots of new bike lanes. Luring middle-class folks out of our cars could actually be that simple. This would be a good thing on its own merits. It might also allow RT to attract new customers and reduce the need to sock it to its current base of predominantly low-income riders. With a perspective, this is Matt Mitchell.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.